From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. In Cairo, an Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants. Six death sentences have been issued in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. Morsi's verdict was postponed, as Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Egyptian court sentenced six of the 11 defendants to death, pending a review of their sentences by the country's top religious authority. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for former President Morsi until June 18. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. It is not clear what verdict, if any, the court will give Morsi when it meets again on June 18. Any verdict that may be issued, however, can be appealed and is not final. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The anonymous source behind the leak of the Panama Papers says forcing governments to address income inequality is the motive for leaking the information and justification for the action. The source has released an 1,800-word statement just days before the information is to be made available to the public. Banks, financial regulators, and tax authorities have failed. Decisions have been made that have spared the wealthy while focusing instead on reining in middle- and low-income citizens, the source wrote. No details pointing toward the source's identity have yet been released, except confirmation that the statement came from the entity who first provided details about the documents. This is VOA News.